Welcome to the Australian Community. The Australian Community is a 501c3 public charity, and our mission is to connect Australians living in the US through social, professional, and charitable initiatives. This podcast is one in a series where we speak to some of our women members on the challenges of living and working in New York. It is Thursday, December 20, I believe. Uh-huh. Five shopping days till Christmas. We're here at the Square Diner with Kathleen Simmons, who's an actress and producer here in New York. We're having a coffee and a conversation. Welcome, Kathleen.
Thank you.
Kathleen, as we always do with these interviews, we ask a few personal questions to start. Firstly, let me ask, where were you born and raised in Australia?
I was born in an army base hospital in Townsville, and then I moved every 6 months of my life until I got to high school and my dad said, "That's enough, we got to stop moving," so we got out of the army and I grew up on the Gold Coast.
So Kathleen, what did you do in Australia before coming to the US?
I was a practicing lawyer in a top-tier international corporate firm, King & Wood Mallesons. I did mostly M&A resources work. After about 4.5 years of practice, I thought to myself that I was better at the client-facing stuff. So I moved into the business development and marketing team in the same firm, and I looked after 5 of our top resources clients nationally. I did that for 2.5 years while I was still doing my volunteer legal practice with the Red Cross. And then I packed 3 suitcases and I came here.
So what inspired you to pack 3 suitcases and move to New York?
I was a dancer and then a dance teacher and always had a love of the arts and musical theatre in particular. And then in my last year at the law firm, I had an inspiration to do a regional show in Brisbane, and I got cast in Chicago, the musical. It was an amazing experience. We sold out for 3 weeks and an amazing run of the show, and I just got my bug back, really, for the love of acting and dancing and singing, which I had pretty much given away when I started practicing, because 100-hour weeks don't really allow you to do that. And then it really triggered a need to get out of the profession that I was in. And I studied for the GMAT, and I applied for every good MBA program on the East Coast of America, because I thought, well, with my legal background, I might have a great chance of succeeding in an MBA program and having a good network and just starting fresh. And I noticed that at the same time there was one deadline that hadn't passed for an acting school here in New York, and I applied in the last day. Because I was so late, they auditioned me over Skype, and it was the only time they've ever let in a student into an MFA program remotely. So I went to the Actors Studio, and it was a 3-year Masters of Fine Arts. I thought, well, I can do an MBA anytime.
So was Bradley Cooper ahead of you or behind you?
Bradley Cooper was ahead of me. but I did get his teachers, so that was nice.
Can you speak to some of the challenges you face, both on a professional and a personal level, in moving to New York?
So the most interesting and jarring thing that I noticed when I arrived here was that no one looks at you in the eyes. And that for me was really disconcerting at first. I'm used to going for a run in Brisbane, people run by you, running also in the morning, hello, good morning, you know, look at each other in the eyes, nod your head, keep going. In the coffee shop, hi, can I have this? Someone looks at you. I found it really hard to get people's eye contact when I arrived here. And later on, I realized why. When you live in New York, there can be some crazy people. There can be some really disturbing personal experiences that you can have with people. So it's a protection mechanism. But for me, I felt really unwelcome. I'd come here a couple of times to visit and you know, see the sights, but that was the most jarring for me moving here. I mean, I've always found it easy to make friends, just because I think the practice of moving every 6 months as an army brat sort of did that to me. But I was really wanting to reinvent myself here, and I just wanted to be as authentic as I could be. And I found that difficult when there's a lack of connection.
In a previous podcast, Susan Bennett mentioned that the language of friendship is very different between Australia and the US.
Definitely. I think that I can adapt easily, and I kind of learn the rules quickly on how to make friends. But here I found that women are very competitive with each other. That was one thing that I noticed particularly. And I did notice that Australians, we tend to be very giving up front to people, trusting up front. And that puts Americans offside a little bit. They get iffy about your intentions when you're so happy and bubbly and sort of wanting to connect initially. And I think it takes a while for them to see that that actually comes from a genuine place, because they're not used to that.
Some of the professional challenges you've had here, can you talk to that for a bit?
Yeah. So first off, in my profession as an actor, I have to speak in an American accent every day. Luckily, I had a little bit of training from when I was in Australia, and luckily my MFA course, you know, works through that. But what's really interesting, when you go into a casting office, you have to first introduce yourself to the casting director, and then you get into your script or your sides and you do the audition. And so when you introduce yourself, you want to be as authentic as possible because they're hiring you, right? But when you're actually walking into the room as an American with an American accent, it's hard to say Kathleen Simmons is an American. I always felt like I was being really fake walking into the room initially and introducing myself. But that's one big challenge that I found, is having to find my authentic voice with an American accent.
Kathleen, obviously a lot of people listening to this podcast are nodding their heads and agreeing in a lot of things you're saying. But what advice would you give to an Australian who is moving to the US?
So one thing I think that I wish I had have done a bit differently when I came here was I was determined to fit in. So I really excluded myself from a lot of Australian events and a lot of Australian friendships because I wanted to really assimilate quickly. And I realized that that actually put me back, because there is so much knowledge and value in the Australian network here in New York. There really is. And it also helps to fit in quicker because you have things from home, reminders from home in these people, and you don't feel so much like you're so far away. So in fact, something that I wanted to fit in, so I refused to be Australian in some ways, did me a disservice, because I would have fit in quicker and easily if I had have embraced the Australian community here.
True or false? You don't choose New York, New York chooses you.
True. Absolutely true. And once you're here, you just can't leave. I've also heard that once you do 7 years, you're a lifer and you're done. You can never live anywhere else. I think I will really find it difficult to live anywhere else if I do, because no other city in the world can you get food at midnight in a fancy restaurant, or always find a car, or always find someone to talk to on the sidewalk.
You know, we had a member who was returning to Canberra, and his comment was, I'm moving from the city that never sleeps to the town that never woke up.
A girlfriend of mine just left here for, unfortunately she didn't get her visa, so she went back to Austria, and she said, "It's just, I can't believe everyone is grumpy all the time and there's no one on the streets." It's a very amazing place here, and really doesn't sleep.
Well, Kathleen, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having
and
me.
And sharing your experiences, and all the best in everything that you do going forward.
Thank you.
To learn more about the Australian community, you can find us on the web, aucommunity.org. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at aucommunity. Or you can like our Facebook page, The Australian Community, or by searching at AU Community.